My guest today is Firebug, returning to the show for a second time. It's great to have them back. We're going to start by listening to a track from their most recent release, Season for Change, and then we'll get into some interview and some live stuff. They also have a new acoustic EP that's coming out soon, so we'll get to preview that. Stick around. This is Is Good on killradio.org with Firebug. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Firebug. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for having us, John.
Thanks for having us.
So you guys were actually one of the first bands within the first year of me doing the show. I think I had you on in like January or February or something like that of 06,
yeah.
Which sounds like a really long time ago. I don't. I guess it kind of was.
Time flies.
Yeah, you guys had just finished the what was it? The End of the World EP. You had like four songs that you were really promoting hard. And then I noticed some of those songs made it all the way to the album, which you just released recently. It was at your Spaceland CD release show, which was awesome.
Thanks.
And tell me about sort of the journey between End of the World EP and the Season for Change full length.
Take it away, Jules.
Oh, yeah.
In 25 words or less.
the journey, huh? Well, I guess when we released the End of the World EP, it was... We were in this mode where we were just writing a lot of new songs, and we weren't sure yet, if a full-length release was ready, because we were still evolving with more new material, and so we went back in the studio and just recorded a few more new songs, and we put together Season for Change, and... And then we said, okay, that's it. No more recording. We're done. So
yeah, we did it in spurts. We'd go in and record a few songs at a time. And before we knew it, after a while, we had like a nice little collection, of about 30 tunes.
Were you kind of informed of like what songs you wanted to go forward with based on how they're being received in your live performance? Because I know you guys gig out pretty regularly.
I don't know if we... It's
no.
There
was a lot of back and forth. We weren't really sure at first. We're like, should we save some of the ones that we really like for the next record? Because we're planning on getting at least two records out of this. It went well. What we ended up doing in the end was trying to find some continuity between the songs and that they make sense. The flow, I guess. Is the reason I'm talking in increments. It's early in the morning for me still.
That's all right.
Well, and I take for granted that I know you guys and have hung out
scrambled.
With you guys.
Scrambled.
I forgot to even ask you to introduce yourselves. Everybody knows Firebug. So, actually, just for our audience's sake, tell me sort of like what the makeup of the band is, what each person does. Because I know it's like the two of you are sort of the core creators of Firebug, but there's also other people in the band.
Yes. Jules, you care to...
Who, me?
Yeah, sure.
Me? Well, yeah, I'm Jules. I'm co-founder, I guess, with Juliet here of Firebug. And I play lead guitar and acoustic guitar, and I fiddle around with organ. And
plays a really wicked didgeridoo.
Oh, what?
A wicked didgeridoo?
I could bust that out now.
Yeah. I'm really good with the bagpipes myself.
Break it out. Let's go. Let's do it.
I don't think you can't really jam with a bagpipe or a didgeridoo, I don't think. They're just not jam instruments.
No.
No.
I guess not.
They make people cry, bagpipes. Right, Julie?
Well, I'm not supposed to be telling people that.
So do you guys...
I have this thing with bagpipes, yeah. It's whatever it gets to me.
Do you guys start out...
Yeah, that's Irish blood, yeah.
Like most of your songs... I mean, this is a rock act, but you guys have a very strong acoustic thing that you do... that's almost, it's separate and yet it's connected to Firebug. You have the plugged in and the unbugged that you do. Do most of your songs start out as acoustic songs and then you sort of add the rock
Definitely.
Elements to them?
Yeah, most of the time, not always, but most, I would say 75% of the time they start there, yeah, as acoustic songs.
Do you ever do it in reverse where you do like a, full-fledged rock song and then figure out how to do it acoustically later?
It's happened, it's happened before, but I don't think recently it hasn't happened
rare,
as much.
Yeah. We write songs, in rehearsal that are full on, rock tunes or whatever, from the get go.
A lot of our stuff.
I think we've gone acoustic.
Most of our stuff does stem from acoustic. I don't know. We just, her and I just, we'll just write our songs like with our acoustic guitars. It's
sitting at home,
It's portable,
Right.
It's like, and it's always been like that. And then we just bring it into the band and. Because I'm trying to think now, like, even songs like Breakdown, I kind of came up with the initial riffing. It's acoustic. Well, it starts off, you can hear the acoustic guitar, so. And then everybody kind of builds around it, and yeah. But
it's kind of hard to go the other way around for some reason. I guess it's just because, oh, I forgot to mention, we have Ty Dennis on drums plays with us and Adam Levy on bass.
Adam's the newest Firebugger.
And is that sort of Firebug the band, or are those just guys that you bring in for the live show?
We played with them long enough to where it's a band. I mean, Juliet and I are the core of the band. I mean, we write all the material and kind of do all the legwork kind of stuff. But, I mean, those guys are great. I mean, you know, we definitely sound like it's a unit, and it's been going on long enough now. I mean, we've played with Ty for, like, I don't know, 4 years probably, and we played with Adam's new.
No, Ty's been with us longer than that.
It's been, like, five years. 5 years, yeah.
Yeah.
And Adam joined the band, like a little over a year ago.
Oh, wait, we're not supposed to say we've been together that long.
I know, it's
brand
like
new.
LA band years are like dog years. That's like 20 years you guys have been making.
I know,
like,
right?
That's rad. All right, let's. You guys ready to jump into a live song? Let me get our heart rates up.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay, wait, I have to have another sip of coffee.
What are you gonna play for us first?
We'll play a song called Curveball.
Cool. You're listening to
Curveball.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is the band Firebug, myspace.com/firebug. Check it out.
Catch you fast when you're moving slow. Come run and wake you up when it's time to grow. Oh girl, I know you've got it in you. Yeah.
Man, I shudder to think what you guys sound like when you're not sleepy. It's just like guitars just burst into flames. And that was fantastic. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Firebug. And let's talk about what your songs tend to be about. Is there any kind of theme that you guys come back to a lot? Who does, between the two of you, is there one person that does more of the lyrical side of things?
She does all the lyrics.
I do all the lyrics.
So is there a thing you're trying to work out in, that runs through the bulk of your music, or is it just depend on what's going on in your life?
The latter. It just depends on what's going on, you know, in life, you know, my life, whatever, the world around us. Yeah, there's no real plan.
Is it mostly self-reflective, or is it sort of stories of things that you've seen?
Both. Like the last song is about, you know, someone else. Mm-hmm. You know, who came down with an illness, cancer, and just, you know, I don't even know what to say. That was about a friend who came down with an illness, like I said, and it was about just, you know, being, you know, trying to learn from her experience, you know, and just appreciating whatever. And I'm getting all deep. Appreciating life.
Well, you know, on the
when, you know,
on the theme of giving a shit about other people, you guys have done several, as I've been watching your career over the past couple of years, done like charity shows and things like that. You guys are usually involved in something other than just, hey, look at us, we rock. Is there a philosophy, you know, to what you want to do with your music?
We're working on developing that attitude.
I don't know. I don't think it's a philosophy. I just think, you know, I think it. Everybody should do stuff like that if you're an artist. I mean, for us anyways, you know, that's what it's all about. It's about life. It's about, like, you know, and that incorporates like everything. I mean, there's, you know, causes that you believe in or whatever, and you just, you have something to give and you just do what you can. I mean,
so it's like part of the point of making music for you is being able to do something with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's not all about, like, you know, just being on, you know, whether we play on a big stage or just playing, you know, for
that would be nice.
A little charity event somewhere. I mean, it's for us, it's fulfilling to be able to be a part of something.
Well, just to be able to play music, you know, do what we love doing.
Yeah.
And if something good comes of it, it's even better, you know.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Well, cool. Let's listen to some of that music. What should we play off of either of these CDs we have here?
I guess the acoustic side, you could play, let's see, there's Dragonfly, which nobody's heard before.
It's all right.
Like, this is, that's a live in London, recordings. We're going to have a new, we don't know when it's going to come out, sometime in the summer probably, but, we did a UK tour back in November for about a month, as an acoustic act, and, we recorded a live show at the Half Moon in London. So basically, we just finished mixing it. It's ready to go. It's not released. So, but that's what you have in your hand there. So.
Oh, cool. Well, after we listen to this track, I want to hear a little bit about the experience of playing in the UK and how it compares to playing in LA. So let me throw this on here. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Firebug. Stick around.
Thank you. A song called Dragonfly. With all
as she flies away. Oh love, don't catch me weak. Don't come and steal my heart, then go away. Oh peace, grab hold of me.
Listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Firebug, and we're just listening to a live recording from their recent tour to the UK. And that's a really clean recording. I mean, there's no, usually you hear like the clinking of beer glasses and, you know, the levels going up and down sort of independently, and it worked out, huh?
Yeah, it did. This engineer, he's a live engineer, emailed us when we were over there. And he saw on the calendar we were playing at the Half Moon in London, and he's like, yeah, you know, I'll record you guys. I'll just come in for, like, it was like $150, like U.S. dollars.
Pounds.
Or whatever. Yeah, or pounds, yeah, whatever.
Which is actually $1,000.
Yeah, that's right. It's like $1,000. That's like more like, I think, like 300 or something. But,
God, I might get to that.
We didn't, we listened to a couple of his samples on his site. You know, he's recorded bunch of different bands, like local UK bands, and it sounded good, and we're just like, yeah. So he came down, and the Half Moon's a really nice venue, so he just separated all tracks real nicely, and you know, we just so happened to have, it was a good show, and
we didn't really expect that it would turn out that well. I mean, even whether or not we would have had a good show or not, it had nothing to do with it. It's just that, you know, usually, you know, if you don't know someone and they come in and record you and you get this like live through the board mix,
which is,
and
most
it's just
of
like,
the time,
ah!
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm always
really
suspicious
scary
of people who are, you know, jumping up to
but
offer
actually,
me their services.
You know, it wasn't like he was asking us for like our left arm and $1 million.
Yeah,
we're like, okay.
Well, it's great because
it turned out.
Yeah,
we're lucky.
It's all live, you know. We just
then we went in and mixed it too afterwards too. But yeah.
Is there anything that you sort of picked up from your tour in the UK that informed you about your music? Was there any sort of lesson that you learned, or could you describe how maybe the experience was different than what it's like playing around Los Angeles?
I would say that it's, I mean, personally, just my own personal opinion.
People are
Go ahead. Okay. I guess we'll have Juliet's opinion.
Juliet, let's tell me what is Jules' opinion.
sorry about that. I always have a habit of interrupting. Go ahead, Jules.
No. You can go.
I forget what I was going to say.
See? It's karma.
Oh, yeah. I remember now. No, people just seem like less worried about putting it up in, or what's the word I'm looking for? They're less worried about impressing other people around them. They like to see, you know, to see if it's cool or not, whether or not they like something. You know, like people just like if they like something, it seems like they just... they're more spontaneous about expressing it.
You mean the audience?
Yeah. There's like, if they like it, they like it. And they get excited. And like, some people even like know the words to, you know, to some of the songs. And it's like, holy shit. And it's kind of cool, you know?
Yeah, it's just, it's, culturally, it's...
Even if you're not like totally well known yet. Go ahead, you talk.
No, that's all right. No, that's it's right. It's just, I'll just be really quick. It's like, excuse me. It really is a different culture over, even though we're kind of cut from the same cloth or whatever over here. It's artists over there, especially musicians. I mean, they deal in a whole different realm of the way they go about, like, you know, being artists. Where in America, there's more against you here when you're an artist. There's more things that kind of keep you down because. You know, as far as like, you know, it's difficult to, you know, put yourself out on a tour with the costs,
of. Well, the economy isn't helping that either.
And, you know, it's hard to get paid, you know, if you're independent. You
and
know,
there's a certain casting quality to Los Angeles music as well. It's like this sense of getting picked, as opposed to being out there and showing your stuff. It's almost like every gig is like an audition for a better gig instead of just a gig itself.
Well, the reason why you see a lot of artists coming out of the UK
it's smaller, but they spread, you know, your word or whatever quicker.
Yeah,
I'm talking like in increments. I'm sorry, right. I haven't had enough coffee. my mouth is moving like at a different pace than my brain. But and I keep interrupting Jules, and so I'm going to stop doing that right now.
No, that's all right. That's all right. I was just going to say really. Just like, you know, over there, like there's a tier system for artists, and a lot of the clubs are kind of they all support each other like all over the country as opposed to like one area.
Mm.
So they kind of move up. They're given an opportunity to like, you know, play more in like smaller bars and then move up to more mid-sized venues.
Yeah, you do like a circuit and you tour like the. Like, what, they have, like, Barfly there?
They have the Barfly circuit, and then you can move up. It's all government-supported, so,
more
like...
a support system, yeah, absolutely.
Like, even when we were over there, like, even, you know, you turn on the television late at night, and, you know, all the BBC, you know, BBC, obviously, they kind of rule the TV airways there, but they have, like, four or five channels that are just dedicated to music and...
And just local stuff?
And, yeah, they, you know, but it's done very professionally. Like, you'll see these unknown, unsigned, like UK bands, and, you know, the BBC trucks pull up, and, you know, it's all done so professionally. I mean, they have, like, you know, really nice sound and these mobile truck units or whatever, and you know, you're watching, you're just like, wow, I mean, who are these guys, and, you know, or whatever, and, I mean, they sound great, and some of these bands you just get, you know, you never heard of before, you're like, wow, you know, it's just, but they have a platform where they're able to get that type of exposure in their own country, where I was saying, like, here, you have to work a lot harder to
get
that.
Plus, it's so much smaller there, too, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
You guys want to jump into a live song?
Okay.
You guys ready for that again? What do you want to play for us?
Shout out yesterday, you too.
Yeah, let's play that one.
Okay.
All right, whenever you're ready. This is Firebug on Is Good on killradio.org. Jules, how'd you come to start playing guitar?
Well, actually, it was my cousin, Josh, when I was like in my early teens, and I didn't start on guitar. I started on bass, actually, but he built his own guitars, and his dad owned a hardware store, and it was interesting because he was really into like bands like Black Sabbath but he's quite a character. But anyways, so, you know, and he was a good guitar player too, so I kind of fed off that, and I wanted to start. That was kind of my first influence of guitar, but I kind of started to play bass after that, which was weird. But when I went to high school, there was a friend of mine who was a guitar player, a guy named Steve, and he was a big influence on me, and that's when I kind of switched from bass to guitar.
Was there a certain kind of guitar playing that you wanted to do when you started playing guitar?
Yeah, I mean, I was really into heavy UK, like metal, like bands like Black Sabbath and later on like Led Zeppelin and stuff. My tastes kind of expanded a little bit, but
does some of that stuff still work its way into your Firebug music?
Yeah, I think sometimes. I mean, when we started out, I would say we were probably a little bit heavier than we are now in that realm, but we're definitely it's definitely always with me, I guess, you know. But then there's other I don't know, I became more influenced with more atmospheric players like obviously like Pink Floyd, like people like David Gilmour and bands like The Verve. And even like Black Rebel Motorcycle Club and some of the more layered like atmospheric sounds of the guitar players and Radiohead and stuff like that. But it's kind of a blend of that, I guess, and then and then the heavier stuff. But then of course there's the acoustic side to us too, which is kind of more the folk side, which kind of comes from Juliet more, and then that's kind of her bag. So.
And Juliet, what came for you first? Was it playing guitar or singing?
Singing. Definitely, yeah.
And then you sort of add the guitar to that to have something to go behind it?
Yeah, I always wanted to play guitar, when I was a kid. I mean, my first lesson was when I was in fifth grade. But that didn't go so well because my teacher was a nun and the songs were really boring. So I was like, I wanted to, play AC/DC, riffs. I was like, this sucks. So I didn't, excuse me. Take lessons again for a long time, until I was, well into my teens. But I was always singing and not professionally, of course, but I always loved to sing, as a kid. And I got into my first band when I was 16. I'd always wanted to do that, and I never really had the opportunity. It just so happened to be. There weren't enough kids in my neighborhood at the time that were in bands, But eventually, I met some kids that lived in the next neighborhood, and we had a band, and we used to hang out in their basement all the time, I remember. And it was like
basements exist where we're from.
And they had a different singer at the time, and I was always sitting there thinking, I'd really love to get up there and sing with those guys. But anyway.
Did you finally get the nerve to do
that.
It? Yeah.
Yeah.
What about, have you seen your voice kind of evolve since you started doing it professionally? Have you sort of created a Firebug vocalization for yourself that you've sort of grown into?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's not something I'm really conscious of. But when I hear, older recordings, I definitely notice, oh, my God, there's been, a lot of growth, for sure. I'm a little bit more tame now. Yeah, not in a bad way, but just not as, I don't know. I used to be really experimental in a lot of ways, and sometimes it was good, and sometimes it was...
So now you just do what you think is best for the song instead of what strikes you at the moment.
Exactly, yeah.
Cool, let's listen to another track from Season for Change. What do you recommend?
Let me think about it.
Last Laugh.
Yeah.
All right. And now, wait, where can people get this album? Is it all over the place?
Well, you could, if you want to purchase a physical copy, which is well worth it, you can go to our MySpace page, and there's a PayPal link right below our record. And also, just go on iTunes, Season for Change, and it's also on Amazon and pretty much everywhere also. But everybody's pretty much on iTunes, so yeah, you get it. iTunes is there. That link is also on our MySpace. So,
and that's myspace.com/firebug. Mm-hmm.
And we also started a Facebook page.
Or you could come to one of our shows.
But
and purchase one.
There you go.
A physical one in person.
Where are you guys playing next?
We're playing at this place called La Casa Blue. It's in Highland Park here in L.A. And that's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow being May 2nd.
May 2nd, Friday night, yeah. And there's four bands. We're in the middle. We're going on like at around 10.
And so, then we're going to Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Did you didn't know that?
That's awesome.
Dude, we're flying out on Saturday. And we were getting, and we were getting, you know, picked up by, you know, a limo. And we're going to have like, you know, caviar on the way to the show.
Do you guys like touring?
I mean, like not caviar. Just... Wait, why did I say that?
Do you guys like touring? Do you like sort of the whole thing of just like traveling around and playing in different places? And, or is that just part of the business?
Oh, it's a lot of fun, you know?
We want to do more of that. We don't really tour enough.
It'll be more fun when we have someone else doing the driving.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, it's cool. We enjoy it.
Like when we were over in the UK, we kind of did our own driving like for a month. And, you know, you have to like, I mean, UK is a lot smaller than obviously the United States. But as far as like...
there's still plenty of driving to be done, huh?
We had tons. I mean, we had a show a night almost, you know? So, I mean, we had to really like, you know... We go from the Midlands down in the southwestern part of the country up to London, back, you know, up north to the northern end of the country, back down to London again. So, you know, it's...
Yeah, it's like playing in Fresno one day and, you know, San Diego the next.
Yeah, for the
first half, it's like, yeah, you know, I can do this. And then, like, you know, the second half of tour, it's like, uh-oh. We got to drive 10 hours. We got to get there here soon, you know. But, it's really a lot of fun. I mean, you can't beat touring. I mean, just the experience of meeting all these new people and just people you never—it's really exciting, you know. And it's nice because we've adapted to so many different types of venues, whether it's, you know, they're bigger or smaller. It's just, you know, you gain that experience to deal with different situations. And
so you've learned how to play for each crowd that you're in front of, then, for each sort of
vibe. Much. Yeah, if it's a small, real intimate crowd.
Yeah, he turns up to 11 if it's a little tiny place. No,
I tend to play like up to 11.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean,
you used to do that.
Even as a full band, we've managed to do that, you know.
We all used to.
So, I mean, it's, but it definitely takes, you know, it takes the experience to be able to do that, because lots of times if you go into a place and, you know, it's not exactly set up, you know, to where, you know, it's you know, if you're used to things being like a certain way, like, you know, having nice monitors in front of you and a nice PA all the time, you know, it's like, you know, it's intimidating. It's like, oh, you know, I don't know if we could do this, but, you know, you adapt. You're just like, you know, you make it work. And, you know, if you're cool, usually everybody else is pretty cool too, and they make it work, you know, well for you as best as they can too. So anyways.
Cool.
That's it.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. This is Firebug. Let's catch your breath. Stick around. Thank you.
sheep, they dance away down to the slaughterhouse. Tipping their glasses in a drunken daze. The devil has. The devil has the last laugh. The last laugh.
And we're back on Is Good on killradio.org, hanging out with my good friends Firebug. We're continuing to tune our instruments and get ready for some live music for you, as we do here on Is Good. This will be available for download later today from myspace.com/thisisgood. It'll also be integrated into Firebug's profile on isgoodmusic.com, which is currently in beta testing. We're gearing up for a nice quality hard launch. In a couple of months. Thank you, Jules. You guys want to jump into a live song now? And
yeah.
And we'll go from there.
This one's off the Season for Change.
All right. Whenever you're ready.
Okay, so. What?
Yeah, play more in
there. Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. This is called Forever Won't Wait. Beautiful things all within my reach.
That is such a gorgeous song. You're listening to Is Good on KillRadio.org. My guest is the band Firebug.
Hey.
Yeah, that came out. That worked. What's Buddha Belt Records and how are you guys doing all of that? I mean, this is, describe for me the sort of process of having your own label and being an artist on your own label and all the DIY.
It's just, you know, it's our label.
yes.
The end. So you just kind of created this thing for yourself.
We're a multinational, multi-billion-dollar corporation.
Yeah.
That's right.
We're interstellar, actually. We represent several Martian clients as well.
We do. Several. Yeah.
But, I mean, is it just a stamp that you put on the CD and as you sell it, or is there a sort of a system that you guys have created to distribute your music through your label?
Well, it's kind of in the middle, I guess. I mean, we're still trying to, in the ever-changing...
become a multi-billion-dollar multinational corporation.
Yeah. I mean, in the ever-changing world of the music industry here, it's with everything that's going on these days, you know, we're still trying to figure out how to
make money,
put the Buddha Belt Record name out there, as far as having you know, giving it as much visibility as Firebug has. Really, I would say Firebug has more visibility than our label, that's for sure.
Right. Do you work with other artists under that label? Or is it right now you're your own only client?
We can't
do that yet.
We don't have it's too much. You know, the work that it would take, and you know, just,
right?
It's you know, too hard for two people right now. It's complicated. You know.
Someday,
you know,
it would be nice to have other artists on Buddha Belt Records, but you know, until we have some more going on for ourselves, as far as, like, you know, we have enough income coming in and we're busy enough.
Ideally,
to where
we'd
we could have,
you know,
the time for that.
Become a subsidiary of something larger.
Kellogg Brown and Root.
You know?
Yeah, there you go. Or Enron, you know.
Support.
And where does the income come from in your estimation? Is it from selling records, or is it from touring, from the live shows?
It's more from sales, I think, just selling records. But live shows are, you know, complicated when it comes to getting paid. It's just, you know, it depends where you play. I mean, some venues are really nice about that kind of thing, but others are, you know,
It's really hard to make money.
There's just so many bands and artists out there that lots of times they just expect people to... you know, that people are going to play for free all the time.
Well, everybody expects, you know what? Oh, okay. Uh-oh, here comes the soapbox lecture here.
No, please, climb up on it.
Everybody expects you to play. Well, I mean, you know, some fans in our culture right now, they expect, you know, music for free, and then clubs expect, well, I mean, clubs often expect you to play for free. To be fair, it's a business. They need to make money. They need to pay the rent, and I understand all that. You know, It's just a hard time. It's hard for everybody, and especially us down at the bottom, trying to work our way up right now. What else can I say? You know, I think once you start getting on larger shows, and you know, more people become involved in your music, you know, you get a manager with some clout, you know, to help you get better shows. That's everything. Then you actually start getting your name out there, and you know. And you start getting paid, and you know, and you sell your merch, and I don't know. We don't have merch yet. We probably should get some, but
I guess like this.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, we have our CD as merch, and we have. Right. I mean, we're designing like shirts right now. We're like kind of we're working with some designers to figure out, like, you know how it's all gonna look and whatever. So it's gonna be nice, but we just kind of taking our time with that to make sure it's right. You know, just so it goes along with everything else we're doing. And
do you think there's a correlation between sort of the significance of getting paid and the kind of show that you're doing? I mean, if you're doing it in a well-known venue, you work really hard to promote and get as many people out there as you can, and then whoever shows up or doesn't show up, you know, if the end result of all of that work is that you don't get paid, that's a lot different than doing like a free show at an art gallery where you sold $50 worth of t-shirts.
Well, yeah, that's yeah. Well,
that's totally
the latter,
yeah,
or the, you know,
but you would,
there's
yeah,
a lot less pressure and stress because it, you know.
So sometimes it's nice to just be able to play your music without
that's
obsessing
true
about draw, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, especially in, well, in a town like Los Angeles, I mean, it's, you know, it's tough. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. You know, I would like to sit here and say, yeah, we're you know, we're so popular. We, you know, we pack it without even having to try. But it's, you know, yeah, a lot, there's so many bands here and it's spread out, and then you factor in, you know, the economy's tough. You know, more, you know, that people are more selective about where they're gonna spend their money, and you know,
sure,
and it's competitive, and you know. Yeah,
the competitiveness really isn't a bad thing. It's just the problem.
It's just the nature.
The problem
of
that bands all face and artists face, play music, is the competing is for a spotlight on a stage and for free,
right?
And instead of,
well,
like,
unless you're well known, like you know, there's a guarantee, you know.
But I think what you're getting at is sort of the prize is a little bit elusive.
Yeah, but even a lot of the well-knowns or lesser well-knowns that play on a local level, you know, there's a lot of payola going on, and, like, you know, people, you know, paying for tickets at certain venues. I won't name the
although
names,
I have
but
to say,
but there is a lot of that going on, and you know, it's you know, obviously they're not going to say that, they're not going to talk about that, but. You know, it's
Spaceland's pretty cool, actually. I just wanted to add that in there.
Well, so is the
fair
Echo, and like,
yeah.
So,
well,
yeah,
they don't do pay for play. I mean,
well, you
know.
No, they actually give you, even if they actually give you the door, and they're very cool about that. They're very honest. Mm-hmm.
At least with us,
they're
like
experience
that. But
so I have to say, yeah, that's pretty. That's
well,
pretty
what
cool
we're saying is, it's just like, I mean, obviously there are those, like I was saying, there's those venues who are fair, and then there are those that just don't. But getting back to what I was saying, there's so many bands and artists in music that just compete for just for the having that 15 minutes up on a stage, and they want to get paid. The problem is when you play music seriously as a career, you know, you need to be paid, because, you know, how else are you going to be able to afford to record your music, mm-hmm, and how are you going to afford
that
to
all changes,
you know,
once you
do
can,
all those things,
you
so
know, a good manager with yeah, with some clout, everything would change.
You would hope
about
that a good manager,
oh,
would put
yeah
you in the right place at the right time.
If they care, if they like you enough, and they care about you, and they have the, you know, the power to do it, of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, yeah. Then you instantly get to. Well, not instantly. Nothing's instant.
Nothing is instant in this business.
You know.
Well, I could hang out and talk with you guys like all day. So I love hanging out with you guys, cool, but we're a little bit over time, and I want to get a little more music out of you. Either we can play a live song, or we can listen to a track from the CD. It's totally up to you guys.
I can't play on acoustics, going to be tough for me.
Why not?
Okay.
All right, put them on the spot on live radio.
This is a song I don't usually play acoustically, but
ever
we're going to give it a go.
So we'll try this.
All right, cool. All right, we'll get you.
Your summer storm. We could be
Firebug on Is Good on killradio.org. Guys, thanks so much for coming and hanging out.
Thanks for having
us.
John. And remind us once again where your next couple of shows are.
Well, our next show is tomorrow night at La Casa Blue in Highland Park. It's on York, I think it's York Boulevard. You could go on our MySpace. There's a flyer there at the address. It's like
MySpace.com/firebug.
50-something-something. 5,000 block of York somewhere.
It's awesome.
It's a really nice place. It's a new venue. And then after that, we're actually
going to
New Music West. It's a Canadian music conference.
Oh, cool.
And we have two showcases at the conference. So that's with the full band, too. So
nice.
And that's in May 14th and 15th or something like that. Yeah, so.
Then what are we doing? We're playing one of your shows.
Yay.
Yeah, we're doing that too. June 7th.
In June, probably, right?
Yeah, June or July. We'll figure it out. Yeah, you've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org with the band Firebug. And that's all I have to say about that. Check out isgoodmusic.com, beta, see what we're up to over there. Go to myspace.com/thisisgood where you can download this episode.
This is a song called Breakdown.
I'm gonna leave the city. I'm gonna the Eastern Mountain Way. I'm going away on a holiday. So far away. I'm going far away. I'm going far away. I'm going far away. Well, all I need is a little.
Thank you, guys.